Our friend Charles Love, Chicago transplant, he got it wrong. He didn't go to Naples. He went to New York City.
Hi, Charles.
Charles, how are you?
You're still giving me a hard time. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
I got to say, I'm a day of the election voter. But to Amy thing, she said that it's kind of like a homework assignment, turn your homework in on time. Well, she's got to remember, I'm black, and the San Diego school district said I don't have to turn my homework in on time.
Oh, it's true. It's true. And so what's happening in New York City, New York State? Are you the last resident of New York City standing?
You would think that they crawled out of their cellars to vote. It's funny, you know. So I say, I'm going to get up. I know it's going to be a short line, so people are going to be waiting. But I'm going to go vote when the polls open on Election Day. And I get out there. I'm in Midtown. Mm-hmm. And the line is already wrapped completely around the block.
Wow.
It's probably a block and a half. They're in the school courtyard. It's madness out there. I'm like, didn't you people vote early? Didn't Kamala tell you you'll die if you go out Election Day? So I'm hoping they're all just going out there early to get it out. You know, I'll go back in an hour or so, but I'm definitely voting and voting today.
Maybe that's
the morning's the best time.
Maybe that's the element of Trump support that that New York still
you
sports.
Go.
You know,
we definitely have more here than Chicago has. So you know, they're a little bit more outspoken. So I will give them that.
Charles, since we got you here, and you're a radio guy now because you used to have a show on this station, and you know, you're contributed to City Journal. So you're a thinker. I want you to listen to what Maxine Waters told Joe Madison about black men voting for Trump, and get your reaction since you're a black man voting for Trump.
He has no respect for us. He's not doing anything for us. And for those black young men who think somehow they can align themselves with Trump, not only are they terribly mistaken, any of them showing their face, I will never, ever forgive them for undermining the possibility to help their own people and their own communities. It is absolutely unconscionable. It is shameful.
So, Charles, you're dead to Maxine Waters if you vote for Donald Trump. Do you want to rethink that vote?
Well, I do want to rethink that. I'm going to consider Biden now. But wait a minute. She said something about we would be undermining our community and not helping our community. What exactly is Biden going to do, or has he done in 47 years that's helped the community?
Nothing.
You know, it pretty much goes right back to Trump the first time. You know, what the hell do you have to lose? Because you know Biden's giving you nothing. You know, I take the role that seems logical. And to me, it seems that if the Democrats win, whatever you think, as you're a black voter, whatever you think of Trump, if the Democrats win, they don't need to pay attention to you anymore. All the noise goes away. You know, all the parades, all the protests, it gets quiet, and they can just go on back to what they were doing before. They have no, it's the reason why they said wait till after the election to talk to Ice Cube. Because once I win, I don't need to talk to you. You know, and that's even if you think that way. But I just think that, you know, what's shocking to me there, what I want to say, though, is that I talk to a lot of people, you know, asking them what their predictions are, and to mostly right-leaning, but a couple of Democrats. What's shocking to me, I thought I was a pretty bright guy. But everybody except for you and two other people, everybody's predicting blowout. Two saying Biden's going to win in a landslide, and everybody else is saying at least 330. So my first prediction was, my only prediction is, I don't know who wins, but nobody gets 300.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then my last, I'm changing it now because I think it's stronger. Arizona's going to be stronger. But my last map that I did was 269.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope your map is wrong.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I do hope I'm wrong. But
that would go along with what's going on in 2020.
What do you think he's winning
Pennsylvania? But go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish. You think he's winning Pennsylvania? But what?
But I don't think that, like you said earlier, I don't think he can win over all of the mounting tactics that the Democrats are using, like the mail-in voting. I mean, like you say, 3 days, 5 days, whatever the days are, they can count. Postmark, you know, no postmark, no signature. You know, they're gonna find some stuff in the trunk. They always do, and they will. So
they already have in Miami-Dade. Yeah, I know. So
I don't see how Pennsylvania will turn that way.
What percentage of the black vote do you think Trump gets?
Oh, here's the thing: if it wasn't for those darn black women,
right?
Love you all, but if it weren't for them, 100% he wins. He's going to get somewhere close to 25% of black men.
Oh my!
People think
God.
I'm shocked. But that's going to make the number only 12 to 13. I would want to say 15, but he can't with black women. So I think overall, 12 and a half, which is still huge. What did he get, 8% last time?
8%.
He's going to get a 4 to 5% bump. And if women would vote for him, he'd be somewhere around 16%.
Well, so here's the thing, Charles. You have to now you have to work your logic here, because if he gets 12 or 13% of the black vote, and I think that's possible as well, then he can't lose. Because
think about it. He doesn't have to get it everywhere. He only has to get it in the right place.
No,
right,
I know, but I mean, but that's where the increment is more likely to be than not. I mean, it's right. less likely to be in places like Chicago, New York. It's more likely to be in places like North Carolina and Georgia and Michigan
and so forth.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
people will stay home.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Charles. Godspeed in New York. Hope they allow you to vote.